Letter from the BBC to the Metropolitan Police, 3rd April 1937, MEPO2/3896. The British Broadcasting Corporation. Broadcasting House, London, W1. Telephone, Welbeck, 4468. Telegrams, Broadcasts, London. Programme Division. Reference PP/RD. 3rd April, 1937. H.M. Howgrave Graham, Esquire, CBE. The Secretary, Metropolitan Police, New Scotland Yard, SW1. Dear Sir, this department, which is responsible chiefly for the news talks and special news features which are broadcast every night at approximately 10:15 p.m., is engaged on the preparation of preliminary stories concerned with the coronation, and we are anxious to make our plans complete as early as possible for those stories which have been definitely scheduled. 4 or 5 of these concern the work being done in connection with the coronation by the Metropolitan Police, and I would very much welcome your cooperation in their presentation. I'm addressing this letter to you at the suggestion of Inspector Downer, whom I approached on the telephone, knowing that he was concerned with a part of your coronation arrangements. We want to include in our news bulletins, on different days between now and May the 12th, descriptions of the following police activities. Special crime measures. The use of wireless and the work of your information room. Confidence tricks, which provincial and foreign visitors should avoid. The possible methods of any known criminals who may try to visit London. Special training, in particular for mounted police. And, if it is possible, a story on the special measures of protection adopted for distinguished visitors. While these stories, for assistance with which I shall be very grateful, will be of great interest to listeners, I feel that they will be of useful service to you as a method of cooperation and public information before the coronation. I should be very grateful if you could devote a few minutes to an interview sometime within the next few days, when I could perhaps explain in detail exactly what we hope to do. Yours faithfully, the British Broadcasting Corporation. Richard Dimbleby.